ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna. So today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5th, chapter number 26, The Hellish Planets. Text number 7, 8, 9 and 10. Text number 10 has a purport. So I'll just read the verses because it is very difficult to recite them because they are not in a meter. And very big verses are there, many lines in Sanskrit. This text number 7. Tatra heke narakane kavishanti ganayanti ataha tamste raja nam rupa lakshanato anukramasya mastra mistro andhata mishra rauravo maharaurava कुंभिपाक कालसूत्रम असी पत्रवनम सुकुर मुख मंध कूप कृमि भोजन संदन शस्त प्रसुमीर्व जक्रकंट कशाल्मकी वैतरणी पुयोदह प्राणरोधो विषसनम लाला भक्षः सारमेयाद नम विचरया पीनामति किंच क्षारकर्दमो रक्षो गणभोजन शूलप्रोतो दंतशूको वटनी रोधन पर्यावर्तन शुचिमुख मित्यष्ठा वंशी नितीर नरका विविध यातना भूमयः. The translation is as follows. Some authorities say that there is a total of 21 hellish planets, and some say 28. My dear king, I shall outline all of them according to their names, forms, and symptoms. The names of the different hells are as follows: Tamishra, Andha Tamishra, Raurav, Maharaurav, Kumbhipak, Kalasutra, Asipatravana, Shukramukha, Andhakupa, Krumi Bhojan, Sandamsha, Taptasurmi, Vajrakantaka Shalmali, Vaitarani, Puyod, Pranarodha, Vishwasana, Lala Bhaksha, Sarameyadana, Avichi, Ayahpana, Kshara Kardama, Rakshogana Bhojana, सुलत प्रोत दंदशूक अवत निरोधन पर्यावरंतन एंड सुचि मुख. ऑल दीज प्लैनेट्स आर मेंट फॉर पनिशिंग द लिविंग एंटिटीज. टेक्स्ट नंबर 8. तत्र यस्तु परवित्ता पत्य कलत्रण्य परहति सही काल पाशबद्धो यमपूरु पैरिति भियान कैस्ता मिस्त्रे नरके बलिन्नी पात्यते अनशना नु दपान दंड दंड ताडन संतर्जानादि भीर्यातना भीर्यात्यमानो जंतुर्यत्र कश्मल मासादित एक दैव मूर्छा मूर्छामुपयाति तमिस्त्र पार्ये. ट्रांसलेशन. My dear king, a person who appropriates another's legitimate wife, children, or money is arrested at the time of death by the fierce Yamadutas, who bind him with the rope of time and forcibly throw him into the hellish planet known as Tamishra. On this very dark planet, the sinful man is chastised by the Yamadutas, who beat and rebuke him. He is starved and he is given no water to drink. Thus, the wrathful assistants of Yamaraj cause him severe suffering, and sometimes he faints from their chastisement. Text number 9. Evam evandha tamashre yastu vanchas vachaitva purusham daradinu pyundake yatra shariri nipatyamano yatanastho vedanaya nashta matir nashta drishtischa bhavati yatha vanaspatya varshamana mula stam stasmadanta andhatamishram tamupadishanti. Translation: the destination of a person who slyly cheats another man and enjoys his wife and children is the hell known as Andhatamishra. There his condition is exactly like that of a tree being chopped at its roots. Even before reaching Andhatamishra, the sinful living being is subjected to various extreme miseries. These afflictions are so severe that he loses his intelligence and sight. It is for this reason that learned sages call this hell Andhatamishra. This text number 10. Yastvi hava etad miti mamedamiti bhuta drohena kevalam swakutumba mevanudinam prapushanti sadatiha vihaya swayam eva tad shubhena raurave nipatati. The verse is written here. We'll just read the word to word translation. Please kindly repeat after me. Yaha, one who, tu, but, iha, in this life, va, or, etat, this body, aham, I, iti, does, mama, mine, idam, this, iti, does, bhuta drohena, by envy of other living entities, kevalam, alone, swakutumbam, his family members, eva, only, anudinam, day to day, prapushnati, supports, saha, such a person, tat, that, iha, here, vihaya, giving up, swayam, personally, eva, certainly, tat, of that, ashubhena, by the sin, raurave, in raurav, nipatati, he falls down. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaicharna Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: a person who accepts his body as his self works very hard day and night for money to maintain his own body and the bodies of his wife and children. While working to maintain himself and his family, he may commit violence against other living entities. Such a person is forced to give up his body and his family at the time of death when he suffers the reaction for his envy of other creatures by being thrown into the hell called Raurava. Purport. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Yasya Atma Buddhi Kuna Petri Dhatuke Swadhik Kalatra Dishubhauma Ijjadi Yatirta Buddhi Shalilena Karhichi Janeshu Bigeshu Saeva Gokhara. One who accepts this bodily bag of three elements, bile, mucus and air, as his self, who has an affinity for an intimate relationship with his wife and children, who considers his land worshipable, who takes bath in the waters of the holy places of pilgrimage, but never takes advantage of those persons who are in actual knowledge. He is no better than an ass or a cow. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.84.13. There are two classes of men absorbed in material concept of life. Out of ignorance, a man in the first class thinks his body to be his self, and therefore he is certainly like an animal. Sa eva gokhara. The person in the second class, however, not only thinks his material body to be his self, but also commits all kinds of sinful activities to maintain his body. He cheats everyone to acquire money for his family and his self, and he becomes envious of others without reason. Such a person is thrown into the hell known as Raurava. If one simply considers his body to be his self and do the animals, he is not very sinful. However, if one needlessly commits sins to maintain his body, he is put into the hell known as Raurava. This is the opinion of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Although animals are certainly in the bodily concept of life, they do not commit any sins to maintain their bodies, mates or offsprings. Therefore, animals do not go to hell. However, when a human being acts enviously and cheats others to maintain his body, he is put into a hellish condition. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmah Hibruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Patan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratushe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। Today is a very beautiful day. We are here in the mid of Purushottam Mas, the holiest of the holy month, and we are in Sri Vrindavan Dham, which is the ultimate abode. Every transcendentalist aspires for, and we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's like the condensation of the spiritual practice. Srila Prabhupada has very mercifully given every one of us to be a part of it. And by Krishna's and Srila Prabhupada's merciful arrangement, we are hearing the description of the hellish planets. So, looks quite contrary. But no, everything has wonderful reasons and purposes, what happens in Krishna consciousness. A doctor, a genuine real doctor, he always feels the suffering the patient is undergoing, and whatever knowledge he has acquired, he tries his best to apply to find out what is the disease of the patient, and he gives the right medicine, prescribes him so that his disease will be removed. And these descriptions, these are like the bitter medicines which doctor like Lord Krishna himself or his representatives like Srila Prabhupada, they are administering us this medicine, wherein we are told to hear about the descriptions and the sufferings the living entity goes through in the hellish planet. Just for a reminder, all of us have been through these situations which has been described here. So many times we must have fainted unconscious, not able to bear the sufferings the Yamadutas are inflicting on us. Jaya Shishi Krishna Balram Shishi Gornita Shishi Radha Sham Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi Ki Jaya Shila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Many times we must have fainted, we must have lost our sight, as is explained, Andhatamishra, hellish situation. Still, after going through so much of suffering, the power of illusion, the ignorance, is so strong that when one gets a new fresh life, immediately he starts awakening his fresh desires to try to become happy in the situation he is in. Just see how strong is the illusion, is the ignorance. The intelligence of the person is totally covered and he just forgets all the sufferings and trials and tribulations he has gone through. And then again he sees a ray of hope that maybe this life, if I try very nicely according to whatever knowledge and culture he's been awarded, he will try to enjoy, become happy. And this goes on every life after every life. This goes on until a devotee, a pure devotee, and his message comes in one's life. Because only that message has a power to awaken one from the slumber of his sleep or ignorance or darkness. And he will be able to see things as it is, clearly. The vision will become clear and he will be able to see. So it's not only a question of knowledge that awakens one. Knowledge is available everywhere. One can buy this Srimad Bhagavatam book and he can read it and he can have the information about everything, whatever is required. Is there. But information is one thing and knowledge is another thing. Knowledge is something which is there in the heart. Information is something which is there in the brain, in the intelligence here. So, in order to transform this information into knowledge, we require a process. And that's what a pure devotee does. He gives us a process by which information can be transformed into knowledge or realization in the heart. And once one has that realization, one can very easily give up the ignorance, the influence of the ignorance, and he will act in knowledge. There are wonderful examples in the scriptures. One beautiful pastime comes to my mind of a very great legendary acharya in Sri Sampradaya, Yamunacharya. His grandfather was a great devotee, Nath Muni, very exalted devotee of the Lord. And he exhaustively studied all the writings of different alvars, and he propagated, established the faith on the lotus feet of Lakshmi Narayan or Lakshmi Vishnu, the worship of Lord Narasimha Dev and different personalities like this. Preached. So he was very concerned that this parampara should proceed ahead, and he had a nephew. Later on he was known as Yamunacharya. But when he was in his childhood, he got an opportunity to defeat one very scholarly person in one of the kingdoms of Pandya dynasty in the Indian province. So by defeating that scholarly person, the king and queen, they were very impressed that just see, such a small boy, but he has such a scholarship of different grammars and scriptures. So they very much liked him and they adopted him, or in one sense they gave him half of his kingdom and he became king. And we understand when a person becomes king, naturally so many responsibilities come on his head. And he was trying to take care of those responsibilities. And in doing that, he totally forgot what treasure his father or his grandfather has treasured for him, the devotional service unto the lotus feet of Supreme Lord Narayan. He forgot totally because he was totally absorbed in political affairs. protecting the kingdom, giving protection to the citizens and things like that. And there were so many wars also coming up. All this thing was being observed by one of the faithful disciple and servant of Nath Muni. His name was Rama Mishra. And before Nath Muni leaves his body, he instructs that please take care of this child, because this child is not ordinary. Because the birth of Yamunacharya was predicted before his birth by Nath Muni. He blessed his son that, my dear son, you will have a son who will be a great devotee. His name, you can put keep his name as Yamunacharya. Already was predicted that he will be born. But in his lifespan, he went through these situations where he totally forgot the devotional service unto the Supreme Lord. And Rama Mishra, he was thinking, I want to meet this child, this boy who has become a king now, and I want to give him that treasure which Nath Muni has treasured for him, kept for him. The treasure of devotional service, love for the Supreme Lord. But because he was a king, no ordinary person can come and see him, because everywhere guards are there. And every time whenever he was trying to approach the king, the guards were stopping him. So he could not meet king. So he thought, what should I do? How should I convince, or how should I meet this king and give him this treasure which is lying with me? So he devised a plan. He went and met the head cook of the king. And he said, I have a very beautiful shak sabji, a green leafy vegetable called Tuduvalai. In the Tamil language it is called Tuduvalai. So he said, this is very good and this will nourish your king so beautifully, so wonderfully. And this is very powerful, shak vegetable. So every day he was supplying that shak, and this main head cook, he was preparing very beautiful sabji for the king. And king every day in his so many dishes, that one dish was there. And king, he used to eat it and he used to like it very much, very wonderful. So every day he used to go and supply that. This went for 6 months. So you can understand, in 6 months, if every day one person is eating a particular sabji, naturally he will be liking, or he will get addicted in one sense. He will want to have it because he's been taking for such a long time. So after 6 months, he stopped going to the head cook and supplying that sabji. And the sabji was not coming, so head cook did not cook. And then when the king was taking his lunch, he saw that sabji was missing. So one day he didn't say anything, maybe, whatever reason may be there. Next day he went for taking his lunch, he saw the sabji is missing. So he became anxious, why this sabji is missing? What is my head cook is doing? So he called for him, that why this sabji is not there? I want that sabji. He said, I'm sorry, there was one brahmana who used to come every day and supply this green sabji, Tuduvalai, and I used to prepare for you. But since 2 days he is not coming, so I am not able to cook that sabji for you. Then king said, okay, next time when he comes, make sure that you bring him to me. I want to talk to him. And then after 2 days more of having that separation for the king, the Rama Mishra, he went again back to the king, to the head cook of the king, and he supplied the sabji, and head cook prepared it, and the sabji went to the king, and king, he saw the sabji, he was very happy, oh, the sabji has come, and he took it, he liked it so much, and then he called for the head cook, that where is that brahmana, I want to meet him. And then head cook said, yes, he is there waiting to see you. And then Rama Mishra was brought, And king was very happy and he was appreciating that I am very happy with your services for me, for as a king, that you have been daily giving this sabji. I am so happy with you. So how should I reward you? Through money or through land? What should I give you? Then, you know, folding his hands, Ram Mishra said, I'm very sorry, king, you are offering me such wonderful gifts, but I don't want that. Instead, I have come to give you treasure, which your predecessors, which your parents or grandfather has kept for you. I was waiting to deliver this treasure to you. And this was a shock for a king, because when a king hears treasure, he only thinks in terms of money, gold, and different things like that. So he thought, wow, because I need that money, because I am running a kingdom, so much expenditure, wars are happening, so much money is being spent, I need that treasure. So he said, where is that treasure? I want that. He said, yes, I will give you that treasure, but you have to come alone. Nobody else can come with you in order to receive that treasure. And because so much of time went, by this time, the king had faith on this Brahmana. He understood that this Brahmana has no deception in him. He's very genuine. So he said, okay, I'll come alone with you. And then he started taking him. He started saying that this treasure is kept a long distance. You have to cross 7 types of hills. And then you go inside and there is a treasure which is kept hidden very secretly by your grandfather. And he was speaking about this. And meanwhile, while walking these difficult paths of the mountains and the forest, he was reciting beautiful, beautiful verses from Bhagavad Gita. And from chapter 1 he started, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He was just going on reciting one by one, one by one, one by one. And king, because there was nothing, nobody, third person, so he was hearing what this great Brahmana is speaking. And when he was hearing, he was able to recollect his childhood and the teachings which was imparted to him by his father and grandfathers. The understanding of devotional service was again awakening in his heart. And he was going on, and when the verse came, a beautiful verse of Bhagavad Gita, 34, text number 34 of chapter 9. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi yuktvaivam matmanam. No, not this one. Mame vaishyasi atmanam matparayana. So this verse came, and when he heard, he was captivated by the understanding of devotional service. Oh, I should engage my mind in the service of the Lord. I should become his devotee. I should surrender myself. And this desire for surrendering unto the lotus feet of Lord Narayan started becoming stronger and stronger. And he was continually hearing, and he was saying, say it again. And this Ram Mishra was speaking, and then slowly he brought him to the holiest of the places of Lord Ranganath, Sri Kshetra, Sri Rangam. And he opened the gate, the doors of the wonderful temple, and he brought him in front of the beautiful form of Lord Ranganath lying on the Anansheshesh. And by the mercy of the Lord and his Nath Muni, his grandfather, the Lord revealed his beautiful beauty to this boy. And when he saw that beauty of the Lord, his heart was totally captivated. He was so attracted. And he felt that this is real treasure which my ancestors, they were hoping for, waiting for me to receive. And then he developed such a detachment that he totally left his kingdom, all his wife, children, everything he left. And he took sannyas and started staying in Srirangam and spreading the mission which Nath Muni desperately wanted him to. And he became the legendary Acharya of Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. So, very beautiful pastime, you know, to narrate and to hear also. But we understand the principles which Rama Mishra practiced for transforming or attracting back Yamunacharya is very beautiful. By feeding him the vegetable Tuduvalaya, which is in the mode of goodness, he actually brought him from that deep mode of ignorance and passion to mode of goodness, wherein he could use his intelligence. His intelligence became clear in distinguishing what is truth and what is false, what is eternity and what is temporary. He was able to see that. And of course, the mercy and the prayers of these great souls was there. We also have prayers and the mercy of great souls with us, like Srila Prabhupada. And we also have these beautiful scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein Srila Prabhupada has poured his heart, which is filled with love and devotion to the lotus feet of Krishna Balaram Radha Shyam Sundar. Prabhupada has poured his heart in these beautiful purports and the translations to bring that attraction from our heart back to the lotus feet of Radha Shyam Sundar, so that we'll just give up all our nonsense attachments for this bodily concept, for children, wife, property, and material facilities and things of this world. Prabhupada wants us, you know, that's why Krishna has arranged these hellish planet descriptions to come in front of our ears, to awaken our intelligence so that we give up these sinful tendencies, this cheating propensity, this trying to enjoy separate from Krishna. These are very deep-rooted diseases of our heart. And Prabhupada, Krishna, they want us to give up, voluntarily give up these sinful tendencies, desires from our heart, and become pure, wanting to simply please Krishna, love Krishna, serve Krishna, serve Krishna's devotees in a very loving way, in a happy way, and not worry about, you know, what can I get from it, what's for me, and things like that. Prabhupada doesn't want us to, you know, get carried away by this disease of material enjoyment. So Prabhupada is giving, whenever he sees opportunity, he is giving his beautiful purports to awaken our lost ignorance or intelligence and re-establish us in our constitutional position of being eternal servant of Krishna. We hear Ishopanishad, very beautiful verses are there, where there is a small section where it is been spoken about vidya and avidya, what is knowledge and what is ignorance. Vidyam cha vidyam cha yastat vedo bhayam sah avidya mrityum tirta vidya mritam ashnute. So this section, it says how it is important for everyone to understand what is vidya and what is avidya, what is knowledge and what is ignorance. It is very important to understand, because if we don't have both knowledge, how we will be taken over by avidya, we will not understand. Like we hear the example of a very celebrated tapasvi and spiritual practitioner, Rishi Sringa. We hear of him, how he was employed for a particular reason. Of course, that was a transcendental reason behind it. But we understand how he was very strictly trained in Brahmacharya principles, but somehow he was not very much aware of what is avidya, because he was never exposed. Of course, this doesn't mean that we have to expose ourselves to avidya, because Srila Prabhupada, if you read those purports of Ishopanishad text 9 and text 10, Prabhupada is very heavy on this material education. He says, when we culture avidya, we go to the darkest region. But in ignorance, when we cultivate so-called knowledge, which is actually avidya, but we think it is vidya, and we culture it, we practice it, we cultivate it, we go even deeper, more deeper into ignorance. And that's what material education is doing. Material education brings one's faith in one's mind and intelligence and prowess, which is totally contrary to the spiritual culture and spiritual principle of we are eternally dependent on Krishna. One just gives up that, how is it I am dependent on Krishna? You know, I have such intelligence, I have such mental ability, I have such resources which I have manipulated by my intelligence, by cultivating industries and other things, scientific developments. One totally becomes rebellious to the establishment of the Lord. Actually, the Lord has created this world in a very scientific way, very planned way, so that we understand and surrender to the Supreme Lord. A very beautiful verse. Ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena tak tena bunjita magrutha kasya svidhanam. It says, if one practices this one single principle, Ishavasyam idam sarvam. If one practices, the next verse says, kurvan neveha karmani jiji visheshatam sama. If one practices this verse of Ishapurnishad, then he can go on living for, there is no problem in living him. Why? Because he is not part of the disease, but he is part of the solution. Because he is understanding that everything belongs to Krishna and I should serve Krishna. Everything should be utilized for service of Krishna. He understands this principle, and therefore such a person should live, because he is living preacher. By his life he is preaching that please engage everything in the service of the Lord. Utilize everything in the service of the Lord. But just see the disease which we have in our heart. When I was going through this section, so I was feeling so much pain in my heart, that just see how deep is our disease, that even after coming to Krishna consciousness, we try to use Krishna or use Srila Prabhupada for our enjoyment, for our happiness. We are not ready to give up this mentality of living for the self. Prabhupada talks about here, those people who think their body to be self, and then children and wife, and they are just into that business and trying to earn more and more money by different ways, illegal ways. Prabhupada says they are going to hell. This is a hellish mentality. So this mentality is there within our heart. And how much we are cheating Prabhupada, how much we are cheating Lord Krishna, who has mercifully given everything and a process, most importantly, so that we can remove that cataract, the disease in our heart, and actually want to serve Krishna, actually want to please Krishna, actually want to love Krishna. Prabhupada wants us to give up that disease. And this disease will go away if we keep hearing Iti shushrum dhiranam ye nastad vichachakshire. The text number 10, Ishopanishad says, how can we give up this disease of trying to even enjoy Krishna or Prabhupada? You know, this disease will go away when we hear from Shushrum Dhiranam, when we hear from Dhir. The person Dhir, Prabhupada says in the purport, the Dhira is one who has conquered all his senses, his Goswami. So when we hear from such person, Dhira, not anyone and everyone, but when we hear from Dhira, the disease will go away. Because when we hear and try to serve that Dhira by serving his Vani, by serving his instructions, then the disease of trying to enjoy for ourselves, that disease will go away. That disease will become weak and it will go away, it will be wiped away. And the desire to love Krishna, love devotees, serve Krishna, serve devotees, that will become more stronger in our heart. And we'll be able to experience the taste of the spiritual life, the taste of chanting holy names, the rasa. We'll be able to experience that in our heart. So therefore, it is very important that we hear very carefully, attentively from the great souls, dhiras, and try to implement those instructions which they are mercifully revealing to us. We will surely see that the chanting of the holy names, hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deity, form of the Lord, residing in Sri Holy Dham, Sri Vrindavan, and association of Vaishnavas, such powerful aspects of devotional service Rupa Goswami has given us. These powerful devotional processes will work on our heart, and our heart will become very wonderful place for Krishna to come and sit. So this is very important, very essential, that we hear very attentively, carefully, and practice the process which Srila Prabhupada has given of chanting and serving very carefully, not just exhibiting our anarthas in those services, but trying to purely, without any ulterior motives, just to serve Krishna, just to please Krishna. If we are trying to do that, our heart will become pure and we'll experience that Krishna consciousness which Prabhupada wanted us to experience. Prabhupada took so much hardships to give us this process, not to just go on struggling, but Prabhupada knew that this process is susukham kartum avyayam. This process is very blissful, very wonderful. If one engages in the process of devotional service very sincerely, without any ulterior motives, he will experience what is pure devotional service. The effect of pure devotional service will manifest in one's heart, one's personality. One will see that love awakening in his heart. So I pray and request all of you to pray that I become ready to give up this sinful desire of trying to be the self as the center, instead making Krishna as the center. And we pray to the lotus feet of Krishna Balaram that all of us have such a desire, and then by hearing repeatedly from the great souls, we'll be able to save ourselves from the destinations which has been talked about here, the descriptions of the hellish planets. Thank you all very much for your kind attention. Is there any comment, any question anyone has? Yes, Prabhu. Mic here. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you. Prabhu, I cannot let you implicitly to follow the several translation.
Sensation
of here instead. So, Prabhu, my question.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, this is his opinion. He says there are two kinds of people. One is in ignorant, they are ignorant, but ignorant people of two categories. One who is just ignorant, thinking that he is the self, the body is the self. That is one type of ignorance. And another type of ignorance which is more harmful is when one thinks the body to be self, and in order to maintain the body, he commits sinful activities. And such a person is more dangerous or more harmful, and such a person goes to hell. And that's what the opinion of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is being explained. Because everyone needs to maintain, as long as body is there, everyone has to maintain the body. But how he maintains, that's very crucial, very important. Whether he is harming others, where he is trying to cheat other members of his own family members or other members of the society, other living entities, how he is maintaining, what is his attitude, what is his intention, ways, that has been elaborated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, explaining that Sa Eva Gokhara, this verse has been explained by Srila Prabhupada in the purport, that who is this animal, whose consciousness is of the animal, one who thinks that I am this body, and then bodily related people are mine, aham mameti, and one who thinks my place of birth is very great, worshipable, and he goes to the holy places just for taking bath, and he doesn't want to meet any holy sages and hear from them wonderful instructions. He doesn't want to do all these things. Such a person is animal. His mentality is of an animal. He's ignorant. He's not understanding what is his real sense, real existence. So Prabhupada is taking, quotation from Vishwanath Chakravarti's commentary and giving us an understanding of how we should not cheat others, how we should not commit sinful activities in order to maintain ourselves. So Prabhupada wants to clarify that aspect. Does it satisfy you? Thank you very much. Thank you all very much. Actually, time. You can ask me personally. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you. Hare Krishna.